Good morning. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. I'm Janine. This is Get the Funk Out. Hope your Monday's off to a great start. Standing by to join me, I'm so excited to have him on, Dr. Brian Robinson. He's going to talk about his latest book, Chained to the Desk in a Hybrid World, A Guide to Work-Life Balance. I want to read a review, a wonderful review. You might know this person. Alanis Morissette, singer-songwriter, had this to say about Dr. Robinson. Brian Robinson is a seminal voice in work addiction recovery. I have greatly benefited from his guidance, experience, knowledge, and wisdom on the topic of healing from what I consider to be the quietest and most insidious and often praised addiction in today's times. Good morning, Dr. Robinson.
Good morning.
I just read Alanis's endorsement of your book. It's wonderful.
Yeah. I was really pleased about that.
That's amazing. So tell me about this latest book. I feel like this is very timely because so many of us had to completely restructure and reestablish work-life balance.
Well, that's true. And I think everybody that I know is struggling with how to do that. And, you know, traditionally we've talked about the different areas of your life, like play, work, self, and how much time you spend in each one of those areas. That's kind of an external way of thinking about it, but we're moving now with the neuroscience to understanding that that's great, but it's also important to think about on the inside. I say it's an inside job, but look inside and see what's really going on, because whatever goes on inside, we project to the outside. For example, if I'm angry, that will show up. If I'm sad, that will show up. So there's this whole new movement now. I ask people to think about a boardroom on the inside where you're the CEO, and around your table, your boardroom table, you have your control, your judge, your avoidance, your anger, your all the emotions, critic. And to start to pay attention to who is your anger leading you, or are you leading your anger? In other words, do you have anger, or does anger have you, or sadness, or judge, or whatever? That's really the key to start looking inside into your boardroom and start to say, is my anger taking over, or is my judge taking over leading, or am I leading it?
And yes.
So you don't want to be a passenger in your life. You want to be driving the bus, sailing the ship, leading the orchestra, however you want to think about it. You don't want to become a passenger in your life. So the whole idea of balance is with the sympathetic nervous system, which is fight or flight, and the parasympathetic, which is rest and digest. That's really, it's having the brake and the gas at the same time.
Sure.
So that you have that balance. It's just a different way of thinking about, living a full life. And if we're living from anger one minute and judgment the next, and then the critic the next, and then anxiety the next, we're not living in ourselves fully.
Yes.
So it's really trying to live from your CEO or from your conductor of the symphony or your captain of the ship or the coach of your team. Notice those are all C words.
Yes. I notice how you did that. I do want to add one thing. A word I learned in the pandemic from my therapist is boundaries. And I feel this is an underlying message that, you know, we're not heroes if we're working 18-hour days and we're eating meals, you know, at our desk and not being present in our relationships and building a full life. And boundaries are so important. It's okay to say no. It's okay to put yourself first, et cetera, et cetera. You know that.
Absolutely. And there are different kinds of boundaries. There are very concrete, clear boundaries that I work until, say, 5 or 6. And after that, I don't go into my office at home, and I leave the office if I'm in an office somewhere. Mm-hmm. But there are other boundaries. There are more nebulous boundaries that you can't see, like you just mentioned. There's so many people who just have such trouble saying no because they feel guilty if they say no to someone. But it goes back to that old metaphor of, the airplane if the oxygen mask is deployed, you always put it on yourself first if you're with a child or a disabled person.
Right.
Otherwise, they won't be able to survive and you won't either.
Yes.
So that makes people feel less guilty when we use that metaphor that if you put it on yourself first, then you're going to be better at whatever you're doing. That's the CEO again, the CEO metaphor of you're leading it, it's not leading you, and you're going to be a better husband, wife, friend, parent, whatever your role is, employee, leader. So, yes, there's those invisible boundaries. Saying no is one. Asking yourself how you're treating yourself on the inside. What messages do you use? Is your judge beating you up, or are you being kind to yourself? The kinder we are to ourselves, the kinder we are to people. That's
yes.
just a fact.
Yes.
The more self-compassion I have, the fewer cardiovascular risks I will have. We know that now. The neuroscience is showing that whatever I think will manifest in my body. And it, the more positive I think, the longer I'll live. The more negative I think, the shorter my lifespan. So that's a different way of thinking about balance based on how we treat ourselves on the inside.
It's great perspective. I mean, I think about the shift to people working at home and how, you know, they're working out of a bedroom or working out of a small space. And then you have all these interruptions and you're trying to focus and you're working in spaces that perhaps you shouldn't be working, you know, and it's so hard.
You know, it is. I was in the middle of a session. I'm a psychotherapist. I was in the middle of a session and the guy who works for me, and he's also a really good friend of mine, just came busting into my office and started talking. I said, I'm in the middle of a session. And he said, oh, okay. And they just kept on talking. You know, you don't do that in a doctor's office or if there's an attorney. You don't just go into someone's office. But when we're working at home, people think it's okay to do that. So we have to re-educate people about, as you say, boundaries. You can't just anymore walk into someone's home or ring their doorbell or call them and expect them to pick up the phone because so many of us are working remotely today.
Yeah.
The other thing that I've noticed, and there's research on this, is that more people are burning out now that they're working at home.
Yes.
Why? Because if you have a workspace in your house like I do, I'm fortunate enough to have a pretty huge office which is away from the traffic in my house. I don't sit there until 12 at night. But a lot of people say they just keep going and burn the midnight oil because they've got all this extra time. But when you live under the same roof where you work, you've got to be clear about what the boundaries are. You've got to be really specific. And one of the things I do and I say to people is, imagine your office is 5 miles across town. And after a certain hour, for me it's 5 o'clock, I meet my spouse. We sit out over the, and look out over the mountains and really enjoy the view. And I do not go into my office unless there's some kind of emergency, of course.
Sure.
So we have to have those airtight boundaries to keep the balance, you know.
So important.
You're right. Boundaries is, there are all kinds of different boundaries, but sometimes I'll be, the flip of that is I'll be working and I'll think, oh, there's chocolate cake in the fridge or the laundry needs to
come on.
The dog
needs chocolate cake takes precedent above everything.
Yes, that's right. That's right. But again, it's all about, it's okay to do those things if you take a break. In fact, it's important to take a break.
I agree.
We know that it resets your brain and you're more productive when you do that. But again, it's about being aware of the balance on the outside of us and the balance on the inside of us.
Yes. And I had someone give me some great advice one time because I was struggling to figure something out. And he said, do me a favor. It was Thursday. He said, I want you to take Friday off and the entire weekend and do nothing. Don't get on your computer. Don't respond to emails. By Monday morning, you'll have the answers. And he was absolutely right.
Yep.
I just completely decompressed. I find some of my answers even if I'm vacuuming or walking or swimming or whatever.
Right. There's a lot of science on that. I have mine come in the shower when I'm not even trying. The thing is, you're not even trying to get to the answers. That's the paradox. They will come if you stop pushing so hard and overthinking it. They will come and they will be fresher.
Yes, definitely.
So,
what else would you like listeners to know about you? You have a lot going on. You're part of the Resiliency 2023 conference.
That's right. I am. I can't wait. We'll be coming from West Palm Beach this year from studios there, and we'll be going all over the world talking about resilience. And we've got Alanis Morissette will be speaking, Ariana Huffington. I can't even remember who all, but a lot of people that are known and some people who are not as well known, but everybody has a story to tell about their resilience and how others who are in different situations can, they're going to get through it. And there's a lot of inspiring stories that we'll be hearing from. Mm-hmm. The other thing I'm doing is starting a podcast in November. It's called The Shrink and the Smarty Pants. I'm the shrink, and the actress, Monica Parker, who she wrote All Dogs Go to Heaven. She wrote the screenplay, and she's been in a lot of movies. She's a comedian. She's hilarious, and our energy together is just fabulous, we found out. And so we're going to be talking about how's that working for you. And
this is fantastic.
We'll see how that goes. Also, just found out that my novel is being re-released. It's a murder mystery. I always tell people, you know, I'm a psychotherapist and I write murder mysteries on the side, that I heal by day and I kill by night.
And how comforting.
That's another way of thinking about work-life balance. I mean, you know, a little bit of life, a little bit of death. So, I'm really excited. It's also being made into a TV series.
That's fantastic.
The pilot has been done. So you're right, I'm doing a lot, and it sounds like I must be a workaholic, but I'm not. I used to be, because work it drove me, mm-hmm. and now I'm drawn.
Good.
People keep asking me, what's the difference? And it's like, I don't feel that the little voice in my head is driving me, or the situation is driving me. I feel like it's coming from inside me now because of that work-life balance on the inside that I talked about.
Well, and I feel it's so important to build a non-linear life filled with various things that feed you in different ways. And then a lot of times, you know, something will come towards you and you're thinking, oh, I don't know if I can do that. But just, I don't know, I have the mentality of just say yes, and, you know, because maybe somebody sees something in you that you don't see in yourself.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
The only thing, you know, that people don't often realize is how much power they have. On the inside, for example, we all have the power to choose. You know, Viktor Frankl talked about this in his book, Man's Search for Meaning, when he was in Dachau and Auschwitz. He made a choice to live, and he talks about how he did that. And basically what he said is there's a space that most of us run roughshod over in our lives, and between the stimulus, meaning the situation, and our reaction to it, there is a space. And no matter how bad it is, we always have a choice, and nobody can take that from us. So once you realize you have a choice, no matter what's going on in your life, you are free.
Yeah.
And I tell that to people all the time. It's something I remind myself of, that no matter how bad it is, we all have that power. And when we really get in touch with it, it's that CEO again on the inside who can really, we can do anything. If we really believe that within ourselves. But it's something we have to meditate on and contemplate and practice. It's not going to just happen automatically if we don't look for that space. Most of us don't even know it's there. But if you start looking, everybody who's listening, if you just start watching for it, you'll see it. And it's amazing. You can do something different in the heat of the moment than you would normally do. And that's neuroplasticity, mm-hmm. is what we call it. Meaning, it changes the neural pathways in your brain. So if you want to learn a new skill, if you want to be less reactive to someone, if your anger gets the best of you, you can practice this in a myriad of different ways.
That's outstanding advice. Outstanding. It's just to make us all more self-aware.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
The other thing I tell people, and it's something I practice everything I preach pretty much, is you can flip your situation. If you think of, you got this long to-do list, okay, what is your to-be list? Now, most people pause because they don't even know what that is, but make a list of things that do not require you to do anything but just be in the present moment. For one of the things for me is when my spouse and I sit out and just look at the mountains, and we're just in that moment and just looking at the trees and the birds and the mountains. And so what's your to-be list? Another is, what are your tall comings? It's easy to make a list of your shortcomings. We all can do that. But what are your tall comings? And people always pause and they have to think because it's not the way we're used to thinking. These are examples of doing something different that can, again, create new neural pathways in the brain. More screen time.
Sure.
Or more green time. So you can take what we typically do, which is creating the stress, and I use it with words. It's kind of fun to flip it, and then it gives us the opposite. It balances out the sympathetic nervous system.
That's amazing. We had talked offline, but you have something else going on, don't you?
Remind me what?
I believe more events with your book.
Oh, yes, the book.
Yes.
this book, Chained to the Desk.
Yes.
In a Hybrid World. It just came out, and I've been doing a lot of different podcasts and all kinds of things that have been bringing it to the front. And so I'm really excited about it. It just came out in May. And
exciting. So exciting.
Yeah. It is. It's been really exciting. And I appreciate your paying attention to it. And you have a book that came out about the same time as mine, and I've been reading it, and it's great.
Thank you.
I will
say this. Your work, because of the work you've already done, but this book and the other work you're doing in your conference really struck a note with me because we are in a mental health pandemic, and it was exacerbated by COVID. And so I love what you're doing because people need to, you know, focus on the life they created. We haven't dealt with the post-pandemic trauma and what happened. It was kind of like, okay, back to work or back to school. But so much transpired, and I think it's a moment to pause and really learn and figure out how we can live our life differently.
I agree. And, you know, there's so many things that we can do. We have to, neuroscientists talk about the negativity bias. Our brain is wired to focus on the negative for survival. You know, it's in our DNA to be aware, but that it's not just about dangerous things. It's about the uncertainty. And the pandemic, I think, really upended everybody around. Who would have thought that would have been happening?
Yes.
And so if that could happen, what's next? And a lot of people are, you know, anxiety and depression have just skyrocketed in this country. The mental health
in
the workplace, it's just really, it's amazing what's happened. And now with the fires all over the planet and so many things that, you know, with global warming, the things we didn't expect, the way the mind works is it's pausing to see what's going to happen next. So we have to be conscious of that and remember, again, we have that power inside that life is not all negative, that we can, there are positive things we can do, that we can have fun, we can play. The people in Maui, for example, it's horrible what happened, but when you look at the spirit of those people and how they're supporting each other, and it's just heartwarming. There's always a diamond in the rough. You know, there's always a gain in the loss,
and
we have to sometimes look for that just so we can keep going. And let's be positive about the future. You know, we have a lot of living to do.
You bet. Where can people find out more about you, Dr. Robinson?
Well, my website is Brian with a Y, BrianRobinsonBooks.com, and pretty much everything is on there. That you'd want to know. The book is Chained to the Desk in a Hybrid World. It's in bookstores everywhere and on Amazon. And so I think those are the two best places.
And then what about the conference? How can people get involved in that?
The conference that's coming up is free. And people can't believe this. It's totally free. It goes all over the world. It's I'll be co-hosting with Dr. Joy Miller, and as I said, we'll be in West Palm Beach, but we'll go to 6 of the 7 continents and over 100 countries, all at the same time. It'll be live, and anybody can register at resilienceandhappiness.com. That's resilienceandhappiness.com, and it's free. Takes just a few minutes, and we'd love to have people tune in. It's about 4 hours, but I will tell you this, you won't find anything of this quality with the people who are going to be speaking, who've written these incredible books, people who are singers and people that you've seen in movies, actors, actresses, therapists, Dick Schwartz, who created the Internal Family Systems Therapy.
What a lineup.
He's going to be speaking. Yeah, and the people who created Imago Therapy will be speaking. So you're going to get a lot of information, and it's going to be a lot of fun, too. We're really looking forward to it.
So exciting.
We hope everybody will check it out.
Give me the dates one more time.
It's September the 8th, and I think it's going to be about 4 hours, and it's live.
Yes. Okay, great. I put all your links up on the show blog, which is getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. I want to thank you so much for calling in. It's always great to talk to you.
Thank you, Janine. It's great to talk to you, too. Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Dr. Brian E. Robinson, a psychotherapist in private practice, also a contributor for Forbes, Psychology Today, and Thrive Global. He's written several books, brianrobinsonbooks.com. And he also have a link to his social media accounts up there as well. And you can learn more about his book, Chained to the Desk in a Hybrid World, A Guide to Work-Life Balance, on the show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. We'll take a little break, and then we'll be back. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine.